Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing the Simon and Garfunkel story back to the stage after sold-out tours around the world. The nostalgic multimedia experience and a full live band perform all the hits, including Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, Homeward Bound, and many more. The Simon and Garfunkel story at the Farmington Civic Center, Tuesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. It's 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 23rd day of January, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're in Durango, Colorado, we hope you're tuning in at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere on the planet, you can always go to our website to listen live, KSJE.com. We also want to welcome our viewers because the video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're all with us this morning. Coming up in the next few moments, we're going to be talking about the Hawk Tank Business Plan Competition for college and high school students in the Four Corners area. Lots of information to share. This is the time to get involved. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Coming up this morning, a great partnership between Fort Lewis College in Durango and San Juan College here in Farmington. And then later on at 8:50 a.m., we bring back our Monday reboot segment for the new year, of course, when we talk technology news with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. We'll touch base on some of the technology news that's been in the news in the past week or so. So join us for that later on this hour here on KSJE. Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts. Some great classical music programs for us coming up with music from Ives and Strauss. You'll hear that today after the news next hour, 9:06 on KSJE. We also invite you to connect with us on social media, including our Instagram page. And, of course, if you're a podcast person, if we got podcasts for you, check them out. KSJE Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, places like Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Pandora. Just subscribe to KSJE on your favorite podcast app and take us with you. Maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. We always tell you that visual radio can take you places. Of course, let's take you outside to a scene in New York City this morning where there's a bit of ice skating going on with some light rain showers in Manhattan. This is the ice skating rink at Bryant Park, the Winter Village at Bank of America. And this is the live camera from a few moments ago, thanks to our friends at YouTube. Current conditions here in New York City, 39 degrees, some light rain showers. They're expecting a 90% chance of continued rain today with a high of 39 degrees in New York and an overnight low tonight of about 34 degrees. Sunshine for New York City planned for tomorrow. Here in the Four Corners area, our forecast calls for a windy Monday today with a chance of snow and rain showers today. Mostly cloudy skies, the high of 39 as well in Farmington. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 18 degrees. It'll be 34 and partly sunny tomorrow. 14 degrees for a low tomorrow night. Mostly sunny skies, but cold on Wednesday with a high of 31. Sunshine 26 on Thursday, 28 for a high on Friday. Mostly sunny skies and highs just in the mid-30s Saturday and Sunday with overnight lows. Take a look. Single digits to the teens. Of Humanities here at San Juan College. Dean Rawlinson, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, sir. We appreciate the support and getting the word out this morning on Hog Tank 2023.
You bet. And joining us from Fort Lewis College, the other school involved with the Hog Tank program, of course, is Professor Michael Valdez. Professor Valdez, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Welcome back to KSJE. Great to have both of you with me to talk about this great opportunity, and that's really what it is for both college students and high school students in both the Durango and Farmington areas. And this really started at Fort Lewis College. So, Dr. Valdez, let me start with you a little bit about kind of a synopsis, if you will, about what Hog Tank is for folks who aren't familiar with that term.
Sure. No, absolutely. So what Hog Tank is Hog Tank is the premier business plan competition for the Four Corners area. So approximately 10 years ago, we got together and we were seeing how can we support the local community as well as our students and help sort of cultivate the entrepreneurial spirit as well as sort of impart the necessary entrepreneurial skills on these students and our community members to help sort of facilitate them taking their ideas, their business ideas to the next level, either for profit or a nonprofit company. And really Hog Tank it's more than just a competition. Dean Rawlinson and I like to consider it like a program where it doesn't matter sort of what your background is. We have workshops, mentors that are here to support you no matter where your starting point is to sort of help these individuals take their ideas to the next level.
Got it. And that really is what it is. You're exactly right about that, of course, as I have seen. And Dean Rawlinson, San Juan College, of course, is now involved with this friendly competition and program for the last couple of years. And I think our students here at San Juan College and some of the high school students have really picked up on it. Haven't you seen that?
Absolutely, Scott. We were invited to participate in 2021. So we're now competing in our third year, and we're so fortunate to have been asked by Fort Lewis College to join this competition. I think it's been something that has added a whole nother, and I'll agree with Dr. Valdez, a whole nother program to what we offer our students in terms of opportunities to again, grow their ideas. And again, I think this is something that we want to emphasize to everyone. This is not just for business students, this is across all disciplines. I'm sure everybody at one point in time has thought about starting a business, and our students are so creative to begin with. So we want to try to give them an opportunity to get funding, to get that idea off the ground. So if any students are out there, they just have an idea, you don't have to, fill out anything. We're going to be starting our workshops here in a couple of weeks and information sessions. And that's what they're for. They're for people to come and hear what we are going to be doing. We're providing them input from professionals across the Four Corners area to help them get their plan worked out and turn that idea into a reality. It was very exciting, and I just want to go into a little bit of always proud of our first year out. Our students from San Juan College, Zia Drone Operations, they were actually the grand prize winner. We'll get into defining the grand prize winner in a few moments. But one of the things you will be doing is about a five-year business plan and forecast. And Zia Drone is actually, they're already into their fourth year of planning, even though they just won 2 years ago. They are now international, and the team is now in the Caribbean. They're going to be filming the last leg of a rowboat competition across the Atlantic, and they have been contracted by one of the American teams. There's about 24 to 25 competitors, and so they've had cameras. They filmed them when they started from Spain, and they've had cameras on the boat as they've made their way across the Atlantic, and then they're going to be filming them as they arrive at the finish line here next week. So we're very excited about Zia Drone, and again, to all of you listening, this is what can happen. You can become international. You just never know where you're going to go, so we really encourage everyone to participate.
Indeed, and congratulations to them. We've been following that team from San Juan County, of course, on their row across the Atlantic Ocean, and that's not a bad gig to get an assignment to go to Antigua for a few days, right?
Right.
That's pretty great, and so that's wonderful, and again, congratulations to them. And Professor Valdez, again, this is open to college students at both San Juan and Fort Lewis, and also high school students as well, and the big important thing is, I think the workshops that you offer for these individuals and these teams to learn more about what the competition is about, and then of course the chance to win some actual cold hard cash to put your ideas into motion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's amazing the amount of support that we've received from the community to make this possible. It's really awesome, and I can tell you it's really motivating when you give a team like Zia Drones $10,000 to help sort of springboard them, hopefully, to success, right? And then I think this is really important role that San Juan College and Fort Lewis College plays within our community.
Very true. Very true. And the creativity that Dean Rawlinson mentioned as well, because I'm not sure many of us think about drones as an actual business, but there's definitely a big future from drones. We've got a program here, I know, at San Juan College, and there's definitely a lot of opportunities for folks to learn about drones, to fly them, to maintain them, to build them, and so on. And so I think there's definitely a lot going on. But that's just one of the many business ideas that have been put forward at Hawk Tank. And Mr. Valdez, can you talk a little bit about some of the other finalists that you have seen and their applications, just some of the different types of businesses that have been proposed at Hawk Tank?
No, absolutely. There's been a lot of great ideas, and I kind of go back to what Dean Rawlinson had said. This is not only for business students. If you look at Zia Drones, they were not part of San Juan College's business school. I believe they were getting a GIS degree, and we've seen that with other participants also. For example, we had a biology student who was trying to solve the problem of quality dehydrated food. But creating these dehydrated packets sustainably. And so she found an article, a research article, on almost like an industrial size dehydration system using solar power. And that was her idea, and she received second place. Our first year, we had a Spanish major teamed up with a math major, and they created a tea company, so Mate, out of South America. One of the individuals had a contact down there, and they actually won Hawk Tank. One, at that time, we were only awarding $5,000. They actually then became members of a local accelerator program, received additional funding, and they were actually selling out of Durango as well as the Front Range. We had a public health student team up with an accounting student. Their idea was, they were trying to solve the problem of what do we do with latex paint once we're finished with it. Their experience was certain individuals may dispose of it not properly, huge environmental impact. So their idea was recycling the latex paint. They actually won Hawk Tank, found a partner down in Arizona, started the business while one of them was still in school, and actually sold the business before one of them even graduated, for upwards of six figures. So these are just some general ideas of some of the wonderful businesses that have come out of Hawk Tank, from the creativity from a lot of students, from a lot of different areas and a lot of different interests.
How exciting, how exciting. I'm beginning to rethink my career choices listening to you, Mr. Valdez.
Well, Dr. Valdez, I really like that last one especially, but particularly the young man, I think he won second place in 2018, that was a mechanic. He was working on cars and motorcycles at home in the garage. And now Last I heard, I think last year he had bought a building or was in the process of buying one with eight bays. Can you talk about that, young man?
Oh, absolutely, I can actually. The actual student was Zeb. Zeb came to Fort Lewis College, was an entrepreneurship major, but he's a gearhead. His passion is cars. His passion is hot rods. And he wanted to figure out, how does he monetize that passion? How does he figure out how to make money, support a family, grow a family, but at the same time, follow his love? And so here at Fort Lewis College, he got the tools, he went through the Hawk Tank program, and then upon graduation, he leveraged his mentors from Hawk Tank as well as our network. He has a really large garage in Bodo Park here in Durango. He is making money. And it's funny you bring that up, Dean Rawlinson. I just got a text from Zeb because I'm taking my car into him to get my brakes replaced next week. I have personal experience of his work and his team's work. And here's a cool thing, is that not only is it just Zeb by himself, but he's actually now actively hiring individuals. So he is now an employer for our community. And that's really a big win, not only for Hawk Tank, but also for our community.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that. I just think that's a wonderful story. My father was a mechanic, so I could relate to that. But, you know, I talked to Wes Bond, who's one of the members of Zia, and we were, of course, talking about the finishing up on this the rowing across the Atlantic. They are in the process. They've hired someone part-time, and so they're talking. He wanted to know if they would like to have some interns, and he thought that would be wonderful. Maybe if we could have some students from San Juan College be interns. So they're in the same process of beginning to be employers in the area, and again, working with our students. So we create a pipeline not only for these proposals and these young people with these great business ideas that get them started, but then we create opportunity for our students from internships to actual jobs. So, and I liked bringing up the fact that he was, so into cars and his passion, because again, that's the spectrum of what we're trying to promote here this morning and get the word out for students. If you've got an idea, again, just start showing up to our events. You know, our college award line, I'll jump into that real quick if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, third place is $1,000, second place is $2,500, and first place is $5,000. And then in towards the middle of April, we'll have the grand prize judging, where the two first place teams from Fort Lewis College and San Juan College will compete for that additional $5,000 for the grand prize total of $10,000. And again, this is a check. These are not scholarships. These go to the business teams, and they take that money and get to work. So this is a very, very exciting opportunity. And again, we've got incredible support from both of our foundations at Fort Lewis College and here at San Juan, as well as from our community. And this is what it's all about. This shows what I like to call, for students, taking theory and content out of their classrooms and putting it to work so they actually see how the classes they're taking apply to the real world that they're about to move into.
Very true. And they're getting some really good insights too, are they not, from the folks you have at some of these workshops, gentlemen, that can really give these teams some really great advice on what to watch for, what to plan for, and how to make sure that they are successful no matter where they finish in the Hawk Tank competition?
Oh, absolutely. I think how I measure that, and I'll talk about some of the individuals that contribute to Hawk Tank's success, is the number of teams that actually have not won any money, but still go on to start their business because they feel they have the skills and the support to make it happen. And to me, that's what it's all about. And that's how I know we've been successful. How many non-business students can participate, right? How welcome do they feel and how supported they feel? And then how many businesses we get started from non-winners? I'll give you some examples. A month ago here in Durango, Tom's Deli opened up. Tom is an alum of Fort Lewis College, participated in Hawk Tank, comes from Canada, came to Durango, Four Corners area to do some biking. And he likes those poutine fries. And I saw that this new deli had opened. I looked at the menu. I saw this one item. Light bulb goes off. It was Tom from Hawk Tank. Another one was we had a student who was an engineering student. And, oh, by the way, Tom, adventure ed student. Another student, engineering student, loved donuts. Grew up in Atlanta making gourmet donuts. Did Hawk Tank. I believe finished around fifth or sixth. Still moved forward, opened up his donut shop just across from the train here in Durango. So that's just, you know, two examples of that. Now, in terms of the support, I'll mention a couple of the specific mentors, but we have a great partnership, both San Juan College as well as Fort Lewis College, with New Mexico State University, specifically with their Arrowhead Center. So as a Hawk Tank participant, and as a San Juan College student or Fort Lewis College student, we are going to sort of help facilitate leveraging these resources coming from Arrowhead Center. These resources include a huge mentor sort of resource. What I'm really excited about are the Maker Lab space access students will have at San Juan College as well as New Mexico State, where students can actually build their prototype. And there is support written in to our agreements that our students can access that and actually create their sort of their products through Hawk Tank. Now, what type of support? I'll give you just a couple examples. I mentioned a little bit of, you know, about Zeb. And Dan Corman is a name that comes to mind. And Dan Corman runs Alpenglow Real Estate. And Dan really took Zeb underneath his wing to help Zeb navigate the real estate market. As you can imagine, it's been really challenging for Zeb. How does he find space? How does he negotiate that? And Dan really walked him through that process. And Zeb really says Dan is the reason why he has a brick and mortar place currently. Let's talk about last year's Hawk Tank winner. Is it Headwater Hydration? Student Grant has a really great idea, and he wants to reinvent the bottled water system for backcountry hikers. So he was having some challenges with branding. He was having some challenges figuring out his third generation of his prototype. So we dug deep into our network of individuals, and guess who he had? His mentor is actually Tom Barney. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with who Mr. Barney is, but he is actually the CEO that really took Osprey Packs to the next level. So he has a home in the area. Osprey, as you know, is headquartered in Cortez. And so Grant has really worked really closely with Tom, developing that brand, developing the image, and also getting those contacts in that space to figure out what is going to be the best option for his business. Sorry about the long-winded answer. Just a lot going on, a lot to share.
That's okay. That's all right. We appreciate it. And it really does, I think, help to really emphasize that, you know, successful businesses, a lot of it tends to do with good relationships, I think, and good contacts in the business community. And this is something else that I think Hawk Tank can help with even if you're not the winner of the competition, you still get to meet these folks, these movers and shakers in these industries, these local folks who can really maybe open doors for some of these student entrepreneurs. Dean Rawlinson, what would you say to that?
Oh, absolutely. Again, as I said earlier, you know, we've heard about a couple of examples where, you know, our previous winners and non-winners have started their businesses and have already hired more people since they've started their business, creating internships. And, you know, we're having a series of workshops that'll lead up again to the grand finale in mid-April. So it'd be about financial planning, legalese, you know, things you have to think about in terms of the legalities of setting up your business in the state of New Mexico or Colorado, but then also HR concerns, those type of things. And then your business plan, how do you create a business plan? How do you create a financial forecast? How do you market and brand your product and your company? So these will all be, again, as Dr. Valdez said, we've been able to draw up on the incredible wealth of resources and business folks here in the Four Corners area to help with that. We've even, last year, our Vice President of Human Resources, Carrie Longoni Carpenter, did the session on H&R because she is an attorney. So she talked about human resources, legal aspects, you know, those type of things, liability associated with that. And then we had another lawyer get more into the business law of things. And so those are the type of examples that we'll be providing for our students as they go through this process.
Very, very good. And then just the first step, I guess, would be to sign up to be a part of Hawk Tank. And we've got a website on the screen for folks to get more information. Right. We're using the San Juan College address, but sanjuancollege.edu/hawktank. That gets you to an information page and a place where you can register and sign up or reach out for more information if we haven't answered all the questions that folks may have this morning. Gentlemen, I want to ask you, too, a little bit about the high school track as well. This is open to high school students as well. Dr. Valdez, can you kind of fill us in on that part of Hawk Tank?
Sure. A few years ago, we were looking to grow Hawk Tank and seeing how we could support the local high schools. And so what we've done is we've set up a high school track of Hawk Tank. And what we've done is we've sort of done a fictitious line around Farmington and Durango around 3 hours and said, these are really the schools that we feel that we can support through Hawk Tank. What it involves is we've opened Hawk Tank to all of these students. We've opened Hawk Tank to business teachers at these high schools. I've visited Bloomington High School, Aztec, Mancos, Farmington, Pedra Vista, Animas High School. And so I love bringing students, and as well, I like going in and then working with the high school students, high school teachers, either with their own curriculum, either integrating Hawk Tank into their own curriculum, or even just the one-off students. I went to Bayfield last week and worked with a student who's really interested in starting a food truck. He sees this niche need in Bayfield. And so I just went to Bayfield High School and worked about 90 minutes just specifically with that student. Most likely he will register for Hawk Tank. And if he doesn't, we're okay with that, because it's more about the community and about the student. But that's really what we're looking for. Teams of three. We've had individual students participate. But there have been a lot of really cool ideas that have come out of the high school track.
Very good. And the prizes for the high school track, those are mostly scholarship funds, correct?
Yeah, it's we've actually sort of broken it up into sort of two areas. We do have cash for the teams, but you're right, Scott. Like, the majority of the winnings would be in the form of scholarships to San Juan College and to Fort Lewis College. So, for example, if you win first place in the high school track, you win cash as well as either $8,000 per team member to Fort Lewis College or $4,000 per participant to San Juan College.
Gotcha. And Dean Rawlinson, I mean, again, another great opportunity for high school kids, high school students in this area. And it's a broader area, it sounds like, than just Farmington, maybe the greater San Juan County, greater La Plata County, Southwest Colorado areas that we're talking about, right?
Correct. And again, I have to just say, we know those high school students are creative. They've got ideas going around, and this shows that we're not only, you know, Fort Lewis College or San Juan College, you know, providing opportunities for certificates and degrees in their chosen fields, but it's, again, the opportunity to apply those certificates, apply those degrees, and have a real-world experience, whether they've graduated or they're close to graduating. You know, this shows them the value of what a college and university education can provide, because we're providing them an opportunity to take part, again, in a real world experience. And so I think that's what is exciting, to bring these high school students in this competition and provide them that vision that they're probably already having. And if not, it's maybe this will help pull that vision and that dream together and move forward as they look at what they're going to be doing with their educational goals and their life goals and their community goals. So it's a very exciting opportunity to include them as well.
Right. Very, very good. And so, gentlemen, I know you both are working hard on getting up things up and running for Hawk Tank 2023. And so there are some deadlines and some other things that are coming up that folks would need to be aware of. So what would the next step be for anyone who's listening to us this morning, a high school or college student or a group of students who would like to get involved?
Yeah, so
Dr. Vanoff, sorry.
Okay. So I absolutely check out the website. That's all the information there. In terms of sort of specific, you know, events, next week is a big week for just information sessions. So on the 25th, on Wednesday, we'll be at San Juan College, you know, just going over Hawk Tank, going over a lot of things we discussed today, as well as getting a little bit in the weeds. And then the following day, January 26th, which is a Thursday, we'll be doing the same thing here at Fort Lewis College. Then the following week, February 2nd, which is a Thursday, we'll be starting our workshop series. And that first workshop is actually talking about mentors. So a big part of Hawk Tank is also the professional development. And so we're going to talk about what does it mean to be a mentee, and those students interested in a mentor will be hooked up with a mentor. Other sort of, and then, you know, you'll check out the website to see other sort of workshops, but other really firm deadlines would be a March 6th deadline, and that's just to register. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's set in stone. If you decide not to move forward, that's fine. And then lastly, and this is a firm one, is March 27th, and that's when the business plans are due. In terms of requirements, there are no requirements. Really, there's only really three. One is to have a passion and want to learn, okay? Then we can help you out. Second would be to register, and third would be to submit your business plan. The workshops and all the other support is optional.
Very, very good. And Dean Rawlinson, again, for folks here in New Mexico, some great opportunities for them to show up at these information sessions and at least learn more about what we're doing and what's available to them.
Correct. So again, we want to iterate. You just want to learn more about Hawk Tank. You have questions, please come. That's what it's about. Weather permitting, again, Dr. Valdez will join us here at San Juan College next week, and then I will be joining him at Fort Lewis College on Thursday. So we really are, both institutions are really highly engaged with this, and we're there to support all of you that are students and those in our community that are looking also to support this program as we go forward. If you would like to support Hawk Tank, please reach out to either Dr. Valdez or myself, and we would be more than happy to guide you in how you can support this competition. Because again, this is a holistic program we're talking about, from our high schools to our colleges, to our business communities and just communities at large in the Four Corners area here in New Mexico and Colorado. And again, I want to thank Dr. Valdez, Dean.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.